You. Good morning. I'm Ron Bohannon, Development Hearing Officer this morning. I called to order the October 25th, 1923 hearing of the DHO at approximately 9:02. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely. Please keep your audio or on mute and your video off when you are not involved with the case being heard. That'll present the bandwidth. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom located at the bottom of your screen to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also allow you to ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you all that chat conversation is part of the record and subject to the Inspections of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I'd like to introduce the development team and swear them in right now. So it'll be, I'm going to do that all at once. It'll be Jolene Wolfley, Jay Rodenbeck, Rob Webb, Andre Huell with the Water Authority, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. We have from planning, we also have Bonnie Strange and Hannah Alec, and we have Tiquan Chin and Ernest Aramijo. If you would all raise your right hand and you swear and affirm to tell the truth.
I do.
I do.
I do.
And Shahab's signing on now.
Okay. Well, if he needs to chime in, we'll swear him in at that time. Okay, a note to all the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all the utility signatures. The applicants will receive an email copy of the signed document. If you're approved with conditions, you will need to complete those conditions with an appropriate DFT members and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get an electronic signature. The city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez will alert us to any changes in the agenda, and I'll do that so at this time.
We have two changes this morning. First is for item number four, that's PR 2023-009250. Application SD 2023-00177 for preliminary and final plat. The agent requests deferral to December 20th.
Okay.
The second item I have, Mr. Hearing Officer, is for item number 10, and that's PR 2019-002089. Application SD 2023-00196 for preliminary and final plat. The agent requests deferral to November 8th.
Okay. I approve that agenda. And so at this point, I will ask if there's any members that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to that case and it's time for the public comments, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature. If you're on the video or you're on the phone, you can either if you're on video, you can literally raise your hand or press the star nine button to unmute yourself and then chime in. If there are any technical issues, I will end the hearing and the DHO will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As I begin, I'd like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Office. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and the Development Facilitated Team, or DFT, staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. Okay, with that, we will go to the agenda. And we will begin with agenda item number one, PR-2023-008993. VA-2023-00307 sidewalk waiver. Sketch plat was 8223. MTV Twilight Homes, Veronica Johnson, agent for Scott and Virginia Howard requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract 1, lot 3, block 16, zone PD, located at 8400 Florence, between Barstow and Ventura, containing approximately 0.8864 acres. This was deferred from the October 10th, 11th hearing to today. Property owners are Howard Scott and Jenna Scott, Scott Howard and Jenna Howard. The request is a waiver of sidewalk, curb, and gutter. If I could have the applicant unmute and give me their name and address for the record.
Frank Morrison with Twilight Homes, 8400 Florence Avenue.
Mr. Morrison, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Would you mind giving an update? I think I had your engineer, Mr. Sewell, look was to provide some additional commentary and review on the drainage for the soils on the roadways. But if you could give me an update, I'd appreciate it.
So David did send us some paperwork which Veronica submitted last week, showing that we could do with an estate road rolled curb with the culvert behind it. However, with that, we were looking at it, and with an area of consistency, this is the last lot that's going to be developed along this stretch of Florence, and none of the other lots along this row have any curbs or sidewalks on them. The sidewalks and curbs stop at Barstow going west along Florence or east along Florence. And so since it's the last lot being developed, it wouldn't keep the character of the area that you're looking at.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Yeah, it was my understanding, I think it was in the record last time, that there's only three lots remaining that have not been developed, is my recollection. Is that correct?
This is Alex Granum with Twilight Homes. To my understanding, there's only two lots.
Alex, before you, Alex, would you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. Alex Granum, Twilight Homes for 8400 Florence. Just to comment on that, to my understanding.
Just a minute. Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, proceed.
There are only two lots that have not been developed or built upon in this area. And the only other remaining lot is actually owned by a current neighbor who will not be ever building on this lot. So this will be the last lot to be built in this area.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you very much. I want to open it up to the general public. Is there any members of the general public that are not part of the applicant's team that wish to make a comment? Please unmute and identify yourself so I can swear you in for the record. Seeing none, we will go to the DFT members. We'll begin with the Water Authority. Mr. Huell.
Okay, this is Andre Huell with the Water Authority. We don't have any objections to the sidewalk waiver. For information only, there is some pro rata due that would have to be cleared out prior to service.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you very much. We'll proceed to code enforcement. Jeff.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you very much. We'll go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Good morning. This is Whitney Phelan with City Parks and Recreation. I didn't have any comments or objections to the waiver request. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon.
I apologize, Mr. Bohannon. This is Jolene Wolfley. You need to swear in, Ms. Phelan.
Oh, thank you very much. Ms. Phelan, you were staff. Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. While I'm at it, I thought I saw, yeah. Mr. Biazar, would you unmute, and do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Can I hear an officer? Yes, I'll do.
Thank you very much. We'll go to hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Yiguan Chin, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of July 20, 2023. Hydrology has no objection.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Chin, so one of the questions at the last hearing was by requiring curb and gutter and sidewalk and the elimination of the bar ditches, it would create a big public need for storm drainage. Did you get a chance to look at that? And do you concur with what was submitted for the record?
Tiquanchen Hydrology, yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, I do concur with the new design. Standard curb and gutter will have an impedance to existing drainage. So this is a newly proposed estate curb and the bar ditch will help drainage and from hydraulic point of view.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll go to transportation. Ernest.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. I apologize. I did not see these new drawings that came in. As far as I saw, it was still the same one as last week. So my comments were basically the same as last week. This design, I mean, I did talk to the person that did sit in for me last week, and this design is perfectly acceptable, having the estate curb with the space there, so we have a bar ditch and sidewalk. That is acceptable.
Okay. I believe we, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon, I believe what we did last meeting was we were not only looking at a waiver for the street improvements, but also for the sidewalk. Are you good with the sidewalk as well, the sidewalk waiver?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Now, unfortunately, I can't waive the requirement for the sidewalk or curb and gutter. We do still require those here. I mean, I understand that it hasn't been put in through the rest of the neighborhood, but we have been given clear direction that we do need to require it in these areas.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, so you're really relying on the policy that any new development would try to meet as many of their IDO and DPM requirements, and sidewalk being one, but with only two lots being remaining and no sidewalk out there, you basically have a sidewalk to nowhere. That's more of a statement.
I understand. It's the unfortunate reality of the situation. North Albuquerque Acres is a quickly developing area, and we are requiring sidewalk and curb and gutter in these areas, even though some development has been able to go on without those requirements being met. There is a school just up the road from here, so we do need to require these.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Thank you, Ernest. I'll take that under advisement. We'll go to planning. Which planner is going to handle this case?
This is Jay Rodenbach. I'll just note that, you know, we previously had comments about notification. We got that cleared up last hearing. So we don't have those comments have been crossed out on the memo. It was distributed to the applicant and DHO and staff. I'll just note, you know, we're deferring to transportation when it comes to the justification criteria being met for the waiver request. And just note again, as Ernest did, that there's a presence of, noting the presence of the elementary school, the North Star Elementary School of Florence and Ventura, approximately 1,000 feet east of the subject site. So that's all I have.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Jay. We'll go back to the applicant, Mr. Morrison. Mr. Morrison, your supplemental information that you provided had a sidewalk in there. Is it your intent to put that sidewalk in with this application and just request the street waiver, or are you still requesting the sidewalk waiver?
So our final intent is to request a waiver for both, being that the north side of Florence is the only part of this area that does have a sidewalk on it. and none of the south side has any curbs rolled or a traditional stand-up curb, and none of them have a sidewalk. So to your point, I understand development going forward needs it, but everything in that area is developed already.
Okay, so it's your intent you would like to have both?
Mm-hmm. However, if that isn't possible, then by all means, yes, we would like just a sidewalk waiver.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Shahab Beazar, Mr. Beazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. So just to answer one thing, the city is working on an ordinance, it's a pro rata ordinance, sorry about that, where the city could come in and do improvements along people's property and assess the properties in the future. So we understand that there's no sidewalks fronting other people's properties, but the city will be able to do the rest of the sidewalks when needed and assess the properties in the future.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So, but that's not an ordinance that is in place today, and then it would almost act like a special assessment district, correct, to install that?
Not necessarily. I think that ordinance is going to be set up in a way that they automatically could assess each property as they do improvements when needed. That's the plan anyway. Like you said, it's not in place right now, but that's what they're going to be working on right now on the new ordinance.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So, but that wouldn't stop the city if this waiver is provided to go ahead and putting in that sidewalk and assessing this property owner in the future.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Anything additional from the applicant or any other staff members have any other comments?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bohannon, this is Dan Malik with Twilight Homes.
Yes, proceed.
Do I need to swear in? Sorry.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry. Give your name and address for the record.
Dan Malik, 1301 Cuesta Arriba. In relation to 8400 Florence.
Right. Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
And thank you for reminding me. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bohannon, the thing I have in regards to, I think common sense is perspective that would come into play, but it doesn't because we're going to break some rules that were set forth. But my concern is the hardship it puts on the homeowner. This hardship, you know, if Mr. Sewell's plan came up with a guesstimate, I'll say, of about 50,000 plus to do this improvement that the city is requiring. And I'm not sure why it doesn't go against us, the builder, it goes against the homeowner. And we're trying in Albuquerque to find housing for people. If they build this house, they'll sell their house, which allows another family to have a home. So these kind of things, you know, as a builder, I've been here 50 years doing this. It doesn't make sense. We're trying to find resolution to housing, but we're putting roadblocks that don't seem to have any effect. The last thing I'd like to say is, this is directed at Mr. Armijo. Can you tell us the positive effect of having this one property with the curb and gutter in it, what the positive outcome is beyond it's a rule that's been mandated by city council?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I think, let me think a little bit about that before having transportation respond to that. Just in, and thank you for the economics. That is one of the criteria for a waiver that I need to review to look at that. I think
excuse me, Mr. Bohannon.
Yes.
This is Jolene Wolfley. Economics is not a criteria for a waiver.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I think when you look at it and the economic burden of the waiver of the street improvements would require a considerable amount of expense for storm drainage improvements on the entire street.
So this is the, there are four criteria that are for a waiver. And the first one, just to make sure we're clear, because we need to do it based on the IDO and not common sense. We have to go by the IDO. There are so the IDO would, one criteria that you could propose for this would be there are existing obstructions that cannot easily or economically be relocated or should not be altered.
Correct. And that's, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That is going to be one of a couple that I'm going to use for my actions.
Okay.
No,
and I just want to be careful because throughout the IDO, general economic considerations are not the basis for most decisions in land use policy. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wilfie. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Yes, and what I was going to tell the applicant is that the IDO is what it is, and we still have to apply equitably those rules and regulations to all development. But that's one of the reasons that we actually have a waiver process, is to look at that. Any staff members have anything else that they would like to address? Are there any conditions to the waiver that anybody wants to identify? Okay, hearing none. I am going to approve both the request of waiver of the street improvements and the sidewalk improvements because it meets the criteria. And let me state those. It meets criteria A, that there is a existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated or should not be altered. In this case, it's not a relocation. This is a, it would require the installation of a major public storm drain improvement to handle the storm water on the roadways. That's condition number A. Condition number C, the established neighborhood character for this area is not to have sidewalks along this area. And so this is only one of two lots that remain undeveloped along the street. And so it does not meet the neighborhood character, and that varying from the normal requirements and standards is not going to be a burden, it doesn't fly in the IDO applications and the DPM applications and ordinances. And finally, the waiver is not contrary to public health and safety or welfare. I do want to put into the record that if the city of Albuquerque does come through with a sidewalk improvement, that they will not be able to use this waiver to not allow that sidewalk to be put in place. If the city finds that they do want to put sidewalks down the street, that they will be allowed to do that. I know that was a bad, not a very articulated ordinance. Any questions of the applicant?
No, sir.
Okay. More importantly, any questions from staff? Angela, did you? Hopefully you can get the gist of that movement.
Mr. Hearing Officer, was that a condition that you were stating about not being able to prevent the construction of a sidewalk should the city want to be able to put one in?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Yes, I'd like to make that a condition so it's a formal, so it actually goes with the notice, so that if there's any action in the future, that it'll be part of the record. Okay. Hearing none, I made that motion and approved that motion. I made that movement and approve it. And so if there's not any questions, we will move on to agenda item number two. And Mr. Morrison, good luck with your development.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.